How to communicate like a leader, not a boss. In today's dynamic workplace, the difference between a leader and a boss often comes down to communication. While bosses typically focus on giving orders and maintaining control, leaders inspire action through their words and listening skills. True leadership communication creates an environment where team members feel valued, understood, and motivated to contribute their best work. According to research, employees are 4.6 times more likely to feel empowered to perform their best work when their leaders effectively communicate a vision and strategy. Communication is perhaps the most critical skill that separates respected leaders from mere authority figures. Leaders understand that effective communication isn't just about transmitting information, it's about building connections, fostering trust, and creating shared meaning. Studies show that organizations with leaders who communicate effectively are 3.5 times more likely to outperform their competitors. The distinction matters not just for morale but for bottom-line results. Whether you're currently in a leadership position or aspiring to grow your influence, mastering leadership communication can transform your effectiveness and the success of your team. This article explores the fundamental differences between how leaders and bosses communicate and provides practical strategies to develop your leadership communication style. The mindset shift, from boss think to leader think. At the core of leadership communication is a fundamental mindset difference. Bosses communicate with a focus on themselves and their authority, while leaders communicate with a focus on the team and shared goals. This shift in perspective changes everything about how messages are framed and delivered. Authority vs. influence. Bosses rely on positional authority to drive compliance. Their communication often comes across as directives, "Do this because I said so." Leaders, however, recognize that lasting impact comes through influence, not authority. They practice what experts call compassionate directness, being clear and straightforward while maintaining respect and empathy. This approach builds trust and encourages open dialogue rather than fearful compliance. Telling vs. involving. When bosses communicate, they primarily tell and instruct. Their language is filled with commands and expectations. Leaders, by contrast, involve others in the conversation. They ask questions, solicit input, and create space for diverse perspectives. This collaborative approach not only leads to better decisions but also increases buy-in and commitment from team members. Information control vs. transparency. Bosses often view information as a source of power to be carefully controlled. They may share details on a need-to-know basis, creating an environment of uncertainty. Leaders practice transparency, sharing context and reasoning behind decisions whenever possible. This openness builds trust and helps team members understand how their work connects to larger objectives. Core communication practices that define leaders. Becoming a leader communicator doesn't happen overnight, but developing specific practices can accelerate your growth. Here are the foundational communication skills that distinguish leaders from bosses. Active listening, the leader's secret weapon. Perhaps the most significant difference between leaders and bosses is how they listen. Bosses often listen to respond, waiting for their turn to speak while formulating their next point. Leaders listen to understand, giving their full attention to the speaker and seeking to grasp both the content and the emotion behind the message. Active listening involves more than just hearing words, it requires presence and engagement. Exceptional leaders practice techniques like maintaining eye contact, asking clarifying questions, and summarizing what they've heard to confirm understanding. This depth of listening makes team members feel valued and provides leaders with crucial insights they might otherwise miss. Speaking with purpose and clarity. When leaders speak, they do so with intention. They understand that clarity is kindness and strive to make their communication accessible and actionable. Effective leaders articulate their vision in terms that resonate emotionally and intellectually with their audience. They avoid jargon and complicated language that might create barriers to understanding. Clarity in leadership communication also means being specific about expectations and outcomes. Rather than making vague requests like "do better next time," leaders provide concrete guidance. "For the next presentation, I'd like to see three specific customer examples that illustrate our value proposition." Providing context, not just directives. Bosses focus on what needs to be done, leaders explain why it matters. This context-rich approach helps team members understand how their work contributes to larger objectives and makes them more likely to take initiative and make good decisions independently. For example, instead of simply assigning a task, a leader might say, "We need this report by Friday because our leadership team is making a strategic decision next week that depends on these findings. Your analysis will directly influence our direction for the next year." Mastering the art of feedback. The way feedback is delivered represents perhaps the clearest distinction between boss communication and leader communication. Bosses often provide feedback that feels like judgment or criticism. Leaders frame feedback as an investment in growth and development. Avoid common communication mistakes that undermine your professionalism, such as being overly critical without offering solutions or focusing exclusively on weaknesses. Instead, balance constructive feedback with recognition of strengths, and always tie feedback to specific behaviors rather than making it about the person's character or abilities. Communicating during difficulty and change. Leadership communication is perhaps most critical during times of uncertainty, challenge, or change. While bosses might avoid difficult conversations or sugarcoat reality, leaders approach these situations with honesty and empathy. When delivering challenging news, effective leaders acknowledge the impact, express authentic concern, and focus on next steps. They don't hide behind corporate speak or minimize legitimate concerns. This authentic approach maintains trust even when the message itself is difficult to hear. Practical communication strategies for aspiring leaders. Understanding the principles of leadership communication is important, but applying them in real-world situations requires specific strategies. Here are practical approaches you can implement immediately. Leading effective meetings. Meetings reveal a lot about communication style. Bosses tend to dominate discussions, speak the most, and use meetings primarily to disseminate information. Leaders create environments where diverse voices are heard and valued. To lead meetings like a leader rather than a boss. Distribute agendas in advance with clear objectives. Begin by inviting input rather than stating your position first. Use questions to draw out quieter team members. Acknowledge and build on others' contributions. Summarize key points and ensure clarity on next steps. One-on-one communication excellence. Individual conversations provide powerful opportunities for leadership communication. Even if you are not in a formal leadership role, you can demonstrate leadership communication in your one-on-one interactions by focusing on understanding before being understood. In one-on-one conversations, leaders ask open-ended questions that invite reflection. Practice patience, allowing space for the other person to gather their thoughts. Minimize distractions and demonstrate full presence. Look for opportunities to provide specific, growth-oriented feedback. Express genuine appreciation for contributions and strengths. Digital communication with leadership presence. In today's workplace, much communication happens through digital channels. Leaders bring intentionality to these interactions rather than treating them as afterthoughts. For emails, messages, and virtual meetings, leadership communication means being concise and clear about purpose and expectations. Considering the recipient's perspective and needs. Personalizing communication rather than relying on formulaic approaches. Using appropriate tone for the medium and message. Following up to ensure understanding and provide clarification. Influencing without authority. Not all leadership comes with a formal title. Learning to lead through communication when you are not the designated boss requires special attention to relationship building and value creation. This form of leadership relies entirely on influence rather than positional power. To communicate with leadership influence when you are not in charge. Focus on serving others and addressing their needs. Build credibility through consistency and follow through. Use inclusive language like we rather than I or you. Frame suggestions in terms of shared goals rather than personal preferences. Express appreciation for others' expertise and contributions. Overcoming common leadership communication barriers. Even with the best intentions, leaders face challenges in their communication efforts. Awareness of these common barriers can help you navigate them successfully. Bridging generational and cultural differences. Today's workplace often brings together diverse generations and cultures with different communication preferences and norms. Leaders recognize these differences and adapt their approach accordingly, while bosses expect everyone to adjust to their preferred style. Effective leaders take time to understand different communication preferences among team members. They notice who prefers more direct feedback versus a gentler approach. Who processes information better in writing versus verbally, and who needs more context versus quick directives. This adaptability demonstrates respect and increases communication effectiveness. Managing information overload. In an age of constant information, leaders help their teams cut through the noise to focus on what matters. They prioritize communication, highlighting critical information rather than contributing to overload. Practical approaches include creating clear communication channels for different types of information. Establishing norms about which platforms are used for what purpose. Summarizing key points from longer discussions or documents. batching updates rather than sending multiple separate messages. Using visual elements to enhance understanding of complex information. Navigating difficult personalities. Every workplace includes a variety of personalities, some more challenging than others. Leaders develop the ability to communicate effectively across different styles, while bosses often engage primarily with those who match their preferences. When dealing with resistant team members, leaders use techniques like finding common ground and framing messages in ways that address the other person's concerns and motivations. This tailored approach is more effective than a one-size-fits-all communication style. Leading remote and hybrid teams. The rise of remote and hybrid work environments creates unique communication challenges. Without the benefit of in-person cues and casual interactions, leaders must be more intentional about their communication approach. For distributed teams, leadership communication includes scheduling regular check-ins that focus on connection, not just tasks. Using video when possible to capture nonverbal communication. Creating opportunities for informal interaction and relationship building. Documenting decisions and discussions clearly for asynchronous access. Checking in more frequently on emotional well-being and engagement. Developing your leadership communication style. While there are common principles of leadership communication, the most effective leaders develop a style that aligns with their authentic self. Finding your voice as a leader communicator involves self-awareness, practice, and ongoing refinement. Identifying your communication strengths and gaps. Begin by honestly assessing your current communication patterns. Consider asking trusted colleagues for feedback on how you come across in different situations. Common questions might include: Do I listen actively or do I dominate conversations? Do I provide enough context when assigning tasks? Does my feedback help people grow or leave them feeling discouraged? Am I accessible and approachable for communication? Do I communicate with appropriate transparency? Language patterns that build leadership presence. The specific words and phrases you use shape how others perceive your leadership. Great communicators avoid language that undermines their message or credibility. They eliminate phrases that express uncertainty or lack of confidence, like excessive apologizing or qualifiers such as "I'm not an expert, but." Instead, leaders use language that reflects confidence while remaining open. "I recommend we," rather than "maybe we could." "I'd like to understand your perspective rather than you're wrong." "My view is," rather than "I think maybe." "What I've observed is," rather than "you always / never." Creating communication consistency. Trust in leadership communication builds through consistency. Team members need to know they can count on honest, clear communication regardless of circumstances. This consistency extends to all channels, from formal presentations to quick hallway conversations. Consistency doesn't mean rigidity. It means reliable alignment between words and actions, promises and delivery, stated values, and demonstrated behaviors. When leaders say one thing but do another, trust erodes quickly. When their communication consistently matches their actions, trust strengthens over time. Seeking and implementing feedback. The best leader communicators view their development as an ongoing process. They actively seek feedback about their communication effectiveness and make adjustments based on what they learn. This openness to growth models the learning mindset they hope to foster in their teams. Consider creating specific opportunities for feedback about your communication, such as adding communication-focused questions to regular team surveys, asking for specific input after important presentations or meetings, working with a communication coach for objective assessment, reviewing recordings of your presentations or meetings for self-evaluation, establishing a peer feedback exchange with trusted colleagues. Conclusion. Understanding how to communicate like a leader rather than a boss represents just the beginning of your journey. The real transformation happens through consistent application and practice in daily interactions. Start by selecting one or two specific aspects of leadership communication to focus on. Perhaps you'll commit to asking more questions in team meetings, or maybe you'll practice providing more context when delegating tasks. Small, consistent changes often lead to significant shifts in how others experience your leadership. Remember that becoming a leader communicator doesn't require a formal title or position. Leadership communication can happen from any role in an organization. When you speak with clarity, listen with empathy, and frame messages with purpose, you demonstrate leadership regardless of where you sit on the organizational chart. The distinction between communicating like a leader versus a boss ultimately comes down to intention and impact. Leaders communicate to develop others, build understanding, and create shared purpose. This approach not only delivers better results but also creates workplaces where people feel valued, engaged, and inspired to contribute their best work.